on the fire side, we handle fire and brush fires. A lot of that was lack of experience, understanding. People are gonna see the flames, especially at night, you're gonna see it clear across this valley. Sometimes it looks a lot bigger than it is. Don't get scared, call 911 anyways. If it looks like something is not right, just call. We can always go out there and look at it and figure out if we need to be there or not. Other than that, any questions for me? Once, twice, sold.
Would like to receive a report from Metro, if you have something.
We don't have anything, life is good, life is quiet. This is my lieutenant, Lieutenant Brett Faithland. Joining us out here today as well.
Glad to have you.
You got anything for us?
Yeah, Sarge, that shooting has been going on the 604 back there. Has there been any kind of changes in that?
Not yet, we're currently working with BLM, NHP, and a few others to get some signage put up, to notify all the new county regulation that they're supposed to be a half mile off the roadway. So we're currently working on getting signage done to put that up, and once the signage is up, we'll start more actively enforcing that. So, and that should go, I believe, maybe we'll be looking at early November.
We're looking at the first weekend in November to do a big cleanup, in the hopes that if it doesn't look like it's been all shot up, it'll be less attractive to be shot up.
Yeah, is there really much tacky back here?
Yeah, you should start seeing some noticeable improvement by the end of the year.
Where is that?
On the 604, just before Sloan.
Oh, yeah. East. Oh, on our 14, 15.
On the highway. That's 604.
Okay.
604, yeah.
No, really. Is that it?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody from Sandy Valley Schools that has anything to say?
I didn't have anything to call in. Volleyball's in season. Come watch our games. We have one tomorrow at 4:30, one Friday at 4 o'clock, home games. Sandy Valley Volleyball is doing a fundraiser where we have some apparel. So if anybody's interested, I have an order form over there. We would love for your support.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and we do not have a football game team. So there will be no football this year.
How about the scrimmage game, Joey? Are they still going to happen? Or
I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
I think they're just doing track and field.
Shauna, do we have anything from Parks and Rec?
Our yoga class has been canceled for a while. Our teacher has medical issues. Kathy Rosen's, our congressman, has office hours here from noon to 1 on Tuesday the 19th. I have a movie in the park on Friday the 29th. Hopefully 7:30, I think that's about when it can start. Hard to plan that ahead. It's getting dark earlier. And I'm also doing a pumpkin carving on October 9th, 5 to 7. It's going to be $10, and I'm going to be limited on pumpkins, so everybody has to sign up. And that's it.
Okay. Can we receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services?
Yes, that is me. What did I say I was going to talk about? So we have started drilling the well. You guys may have noticed the big equipment out there, and that seems to be going well so far. Toward the end of the month, we will have a couple days where they have to do the well testing. I'm not a well person, so I don't know what it all involves, but it means that the water will have to be shut down for this entire site for a couple days. I know that's inconvenient, but we've got to think big picture, so this well is going to be such an improvement over our three that compete with each other right now. So I've asked for as much lead time as possible. I've asked them to give me 2 weeks. And so when I know a better time, I will let y'all know when that's going to be. And we'll have it posted everywhere that we won't have water for those couple of days. What else? Recent planning items. Last month we heard from Mark Arnell, who had his wolves, and that he had an extension of time, and that was approved permanently, so he doesn't have to come back anymore. He had a lot of support from code enforcement and from animal control, and so that was very positive. Our heliports that were heard, I think it was over 2 months ago, they've been approved. So so we have one at, now there's one at the airport, at the FBO building, and there's three on the Oro Amigo mine site. And, the road, we're still working with BLM, if any of you ever dealt with BLM, you know it's very long and tedious. So we are working on that. And like Wade brought up with our shooting area on Sloan, that technically isn't the area that I cover. But because it affects Good Springs and Sandy Valley, I'm partnering with Commissioner Sisolak's liaison, Metro, BLM, NHP, to get those signs done, to enforce the half-mile law. So let Sergeant see that hopefully we'll be seeing some changes before the end of the year. I think that's all I have. Any questions for me? All right.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. Sorry, I always keep saying. Terry D'Antonio, in case you didn't notice, isn't here, and she has resigned from the board. She has some medical issues, and she's afraid she's going to miss a lot of meetings and doesn't feel that that's really fair. So if anybody's interested in serving, I have received one application, but if anybody else is interested in serving, let me know, and I can get you an application. Okay, now that's really it.
Okay. Planning and zoning. Arrow Development Corporation, use permit for the following: a proposed major training facility, outdoor shooting range, and waive applicable design standards for proposed accessory structures, storage containers, trailers. Waiver of development standards for the following: landscaping adjacent to a less intensive use parking lot, landscaping, required trash enclosure, required paving and striping, design review for the following: a proposed major training facility, lost my spot there. Outdoor shooting range, accessory structures, storage containers and trailers, and grading plan in conjunction with hillside development, slopes greater than 12% on 124 acres of RU rural open land zone. Generally located approximately 5.9 miles west of State Route 161. On Sandy Valley, on the south side of Sandy Valley Road, within the South County Planning Area, SB/MK/ML. Like that means anything to anybody.
I told there's going to be a quiz last time, Mr. Smart Alec. You don't remember what those stand for?
And we're all going to flunk. I bet you do.
In the future, no. In the future, you don't need to.
Thank you. Okay. Who's here to speak on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. Good evening. My name is John Bornsand. That's V as in Victor, O-R-N-S-A-N-D. Address is 62 Swan Circle in Henderson. I'm here this evening. I am a zoning entitlement consultant. I'm here this evening representing Elemental Ag. They are requesting a use permit for an elite training center. It's on property called the Hoosier Mine. I also have with me this evening Dave Wexler and Nick Dombey with Elemental Ag. This is going to be used for training teams for emergency, disaster preparedness and response, search and rescue, pararescue, emergency management, desert operations, tactical medical training, and small arms training, primarily for U.S. military members and law enforcement officers from the Las Vegas Valley and from around the country. They intend on developing 4 firing ranges. They'll be from 40 to 80 meters in length. And again, this is on the Hoosier Mine property on the far end of the valley. The students' training that will be coming and brought in to train at this site will be members of the armed forces, law enforcement officers, medical first responders, corporate security personnel, and qualified civilians that will be attending for professional training. The students trained at the site will be, during any given day, there will be from 8 to 16 on the average. There can be as little as 1 at the site, or as many as 50 being trained at one time. The property is not going to be a public shooting range. It's not open to the public. The traffic in the area, therefore, will be nominal. There'll be less than 6 vehicles on an average day, maybe 22 on an average month, or 22 days on an average month if the facility be open. And they will be taking the Hoosier Mine Road from the Sandy Valley Road, and that's about 1.5 miles from the Sandy Valley Road. We do have some plans. They're going to be a little difficult to see, so we brought an extra set. I can pass to the board, and you can take a look at those. I will hold one more sheet. And how about 2 more sheets? There's another one. The site itself is the Hoosier Mine. It's 124 acres. It is located on the west end of the valley. This particular plan here shows how close it is to the closest fire station, which is actually on Mountains Edge Parkway. It'll be about a 40-minute distance from that particular facility. The facility itself will have some parking spots. It'll have 4 firing ranges. Almost better off passing this around. If you want to take a look at it, these are the types of buildings that will be located on the site, and there will be no permanent buildings at this time on the site. In the future, I understand they're going to have a water truck on the site. They will also have fire suppression on the site itself. I guess probably at this point, I would be turn it over to Dave Wexler. He is the man that knows the business better than anyone. He can address you with some issues, if he has any issues to talk about, and answer any questions you might have regarding the use itself.
Very flattering. Dave Wexler, 11737 Oakland Hills Drive in Las Vegas. I've been in the community for 30 plus years. Our family has owned that property for 20 years. And we've joined forces with Nick Dombey and Lieutenant Case Klein, West Point grad, to develop something that is going to be special for the community. And we're far enough away from any civilization, if you will, that we're not going to be in a position to affect day-to-day life for anyone. So what we want to do is we want to get your blessings to go forward with this project. And if I can answer any questions, or if you have any questions relative to what we're all about or what we want to do, it's going to be very, very restricted in terms of security, in terms of control of where the fire line is. The range master, our partner here, has been in the service for a number of years, combat veterans, and a lot of training. So we're going to have the best of the best. That's pretty much what I want to be able to tell you. And if you've got some questions, I'd be more than happy to field them. And if I can't answer them directly, I'll try to get them answered as quickly as possible.
All right, you want to... So Megan, mm-hmm. We basically have 2 issues here, right? One, the approval of the site, and the other, waiving the standards.
Well, there's multiple issues. There's the use, mm-hmm. which is the training facility.
Right.
There's the waivers that they're asking for, like landscaping, uh-huh. parking lot landscaping, trash enclosure, and paving. And then the designer view is the overall big picture view of their site. So you can do it all in one motion unless you had concerns, unless you felt that the need for them to pave their parking lot.
My parking space isn't paved.
If you wanted to approve all of it, but a couple things you wanted to deny, we can pull those. You can pull those out as a part of your motion. But you can do it all in one motion.
Does anyone on the board have any concerns with any of the things?
I've got two questions.
Yes, sir.
When this was proposed a couple months ago, and the qualified civilians I asked about, and I said, what would qualify you to go out and use this range? And he said you had to have at least a CCW, concealed weapons permit.
That wasn't us, that was another group.
This is the one south side of that did all of the military training and everything else.
This is a different project.
You're adding another one.
Only that time they listed it as a mile and a half east of Quartz. And this time they're listing it as 5.9 miles west.
The
Comdexes are out there.
This is not that site.
Different site.
This is a different site.
Yeah, this is a whole different
group.
There's
four. All new company, all new site.
Yeah, this is a different site, a different project.
So this will be the fourth shooting range out here?
Right.
We're not a shooting range. It's more than that. It's a shooting range is really not the focus.
Anyhow, the other question I had is, we get some tremendous winds out here. A required trash enclosure you want a waiver from, and even this building has a trash enclosure.
Now, what the trash enclosure the county envisions is a block wall, 6 foot block wall surrounding and gated, where you can put a big dumpster in there, and the trash truck, if they can get one up there, trash truck will come in with the arms and dump the trash. There's going to be very minimal trash that's being created out there. They're going to haul it off the site every day. They'll throw bags, there'll be probably a couple bags of trash. That's all they're going to be creating. They'll throw it in the back of a truck and cart it away and dump it elsewhere. So that's why they really don't need a trash enclosure. The others, the similar ones, have not done trash enclosures. But the trash enclosure we're asking to waive is really be like for a commercial type of a venture, like a store where you'd have a dumpster, and that encloses that dumpster.
They can't get a garbage truck up there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think Republic could even probably go up.
Being everybody's telling me this is a different one than we approved the other time, what is your definition of a qualified civilian?
Qualified civilian, that's a good question. And I think maybe I'll...
How are you guys? My name is Nicholas Dombey. I live at 3563 Price Hills Drive, St. George, Utah, currently. So our definition of a qualified civilian would be a number of different people from a multitude of three-letter agencies that would be coming out to our property to work and be trained on the desert survival skills and the other things that we're focusing on. Our type of training really focuses more on the type of environment we have here than building or creating anything. So there's a lot of environments that Vegas specifically and the terrain of the property simulate. That's what we're looking to capture on. So we would bring people out to get that firsthand training on that specific terrain. So a qualified civilian could be anybody from ICE, or the Border Patrol, or a bunch of different, obviously those are non-military entities, but they're qualified civilians. So that's what I would envision as a qualified civilian, if that makes sense. Close?
That didn't get me out there then.
And you.
Me?
Thank you.
CAC, that's a three-letter.
Mark had it. Mark had it. Yeah, we're a three-letter.
It should be very much brought to the attention, too, that we were, and I need to talk to this gentleman. Yes, you, sir, the volunteer. So you do the teaching for the shooting. The Sandy Valley shooting team.
For 4-H.
That's for 4-H. That's something that we wanted to take on so that we would have a time that not only could I pass on some of the skills that I have to the 4-H club, let them use our facility, but we'd also be able to like to invite Sandy Valley folks, whether it's an open range day, to qualified Sandy Valley participants only, not everybody in Vegas comes out. But again, we understand that there's other entities that have opened up and are like, hey, yeah, help us open up, and then they kind of, you know, they provide nothing to you guys. That's not what we want to be, that's not what we're about. I served 15 years in the Army. That was either combat infantry or special operations. We're just looking to train a certain type of people. This isn't, let's bring as many people as we can out there and shoot as many rounds as we can. That is not what we're about at all. But the terrain and just this unique atmosphere provides types of environment that we can simulate Africa, which AFRICOM's got a lot of. There's just a bunch that we can do without doing anything, because the property, the way that it exists, is what's in demand, and the training for these types of entities is what's in demand. So anyway, but back to the shooting, we don't want to be closed off to you guys all the time. So however that works out, mark our words, we'll make it available to Sandy Valley residents in some sort of capacity, and not once a year come out for an hour. You know, we'll make it work so that it makes sense, so you guys can enjoy, you know, the things that we're bringing to the table. So, the
gentleman back there had a question.
Yes, sir. Mark.
Can you explain to me, from this location here, how do we get to your site?
You would go like you're going back to the Good Springs area.
Yeah.
Kingston Road,
and mile marker 7 1/3, if you will. So right after mile marker 6.
Hold on a second.
Sandy Valley Road.
Here, let me translate.
That was the first.
Can you go up past the our public works pit?
Yeah.
And before you get to the site that still has the mining equipment?
Yeah.
There's a pretty big... You all know what I'm talking about? There's a pretty defined turnoff there.
There's a sign there.
Yes.
Right about by the sign. You head south.
Yeah, you make the door.
And then it goes around and then up and around.
One point. And you stay to the left.
Way up into a canyon.
Okay.
And it's a very rough road.
It says 5.9 miles. Now, when you get to the first fork, you make a left to go to your place?
Yes, sir.
Ah, okay. So you're going through the gate where the Airstream trailer is?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Ah, okay.
They measure the 5.9 miles as the crow flies. Oh, so on a map.
Sure.
Not real wild.
That's how we're talking. Yes, ma'am.
The other one was the same thing. Security and everything else, and that was the context of
that will be something that happens right off the bat, obviously. But we've taken the proper steps to go to the planning committee and fire department and talk to them about what we would have to do eventually. But there are plans for later on having a magazine, which you could then store ammunition
in a weapons in.
Yeah.
I happen to have a 40-foot magazine for sale.
Okay.
Because it's already people have already been broken into at other places.
Well, we would never store a single thing there until there is a 24-hour on-site manager.
Right.
Like there will never be firearms stored without people on site.
But there will be firearms and ammunition stored on site
with people, yes.
Well, never, they will be there.
Yeah, but I mean, you never by itself, but then that's, I think, what we're addressing, the safety concern, correct? With guns and ammunition.
Will there be fencing up around your whole perimeter of your property?
Yes, once it gets, well, not say the whole property, no, but again, this would be in an earth magazine, so inside of a cave with very specific regulations that the ATF require. So it would be, you know, this isn't just some stuff, you know, it all has to follow very specific regulations.
It will get broken into if it's not secure.
No, I mean,
It will be secure, yes, you're correct.
Yeah, this would be, the normal person will not be able to break into this, and they would have to overpower guards to get there.
And how long in the future are you talking?
Well, I mean, business determines all of that, you know.
A year, 2 years.
Yeah, it certainly isn't anything immediately. Yeah.
And are you gonna have anything in the air?
What do you mean?
Helicopters.
Well, no, drones is one thing that we're looking at. We're actually,
One of our team partners, we're team partnered with the Nevada Institute of Autonomous Systems. So.
But not helicopters.
No.
Not this
part. Drones are fine. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Drones are this big.
Yeah. And again, a lot of that would be because the entities we're working with would be working on drone defeat.
Right.
And things like that, so.
How big are your fence, how much fencing are you guys planning on?
The fencing is at the gate, and so just to understand, it's an open range. We won't actually fence the perimeter, but back to your question about the secure munitions, that will be a sort of a vault, that'll be locked. And we won't leave anything there until we, like Nick says, until we had 24/7 security. So, but the entire perimeter will not be fenced. There will be a gate. There is a gate there now.
How many generators are you bringing in? Yeah.
Say again?
How many generators are you bringing in?
Well, whatever's necessary.
A survival school.
Yeah, we don't really have a plan for a bunch of them now to answer your question, because this isn't the type of thing that requires a bunch of lights at night and things like that. So,
would you ever in the future
bring generators
or require lights or?
I mean, you know, this is, I kind of think I know where you're going. Would we ever just have these big giant spotlights so we can have a bunch of people out there shooting at night? No, because you shoot in the day. If you're shooting at night, we're not going to have you use the lights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, otherwise.
That's not where I was going.
Okay. I just mean it's not going to turn into a football field out there at night. Like, what is that?
We train at night, don't you?
Yeah, but we don't use lights when we're training at night. That's the whole point of it.
We're still shooting at night, man.
Yeah, but that would be under night vision goggles or some other circumstances, right. As such.
Under a controlled environment?
Absolutely.
Out in the hills behind
you? Correct. And there would be no, just a bunch of movements and shooting at night for no reason at all.
Because you were talking about the train being so good for training.
Yes.
Well, if you're going to train at night, you're not going to go out there and train and use rubber band guns.
No. But also, those would be two separate things. We would not have people doing movements with live fire weapons at night and engaging targets. They would be doing movements and then maybe engaging targets. But that's not what we're... Again, you don't know me from anybody else in here, but I've spent the last part of my 15-year Army career with Special Forces, and there's going to be no crazy hooey that's going on around here. Like, in order to get the type of entities involved in the type of training that we're talking about, it has to be absolutely premier, absolutely top-notch, no just hope that this works. You know, very strict security measures met along the way, risk mitigation done through and through. I mean, this is, you know, the entities we're looking to bring out there are SWAT and other law enforcement agencies and stuff like that. That will not be achieved with anything less than perfection when it comes to dotting your T's and crossing your I's.
How large a caliber weapon should you be shooting?
Do we have something permitted up to, I think we're looking at anything up to 50. We don't have a plan to go out there and go crazy with 50 caliber weapons, but that is a normal service weapon of police departments and of...
I didn't know if you were going to train with noise suppressed weapons, and so you weren't impacting the environment, the wildlife. And
that might be you know, part of the case that the Marines actually just approved a standard-wise suppressor, but it's unit dependent. Not all units have noise suppressed weapons.
Right.
So
I've got property very close to there, and you know I'm not looking forward to listening to a shooting range.
No, and to answer that question specifically, when the PFC training guys who have been nice enough to come here. When they were doing their stuff, I believe if I'm correct, Megan, you did a sound test with them, correct?
Not with them, with Shoot Muscle, I guess.
Okay. Well, the point is, I can't fathom anybody here, even with a listening device, being able to hear us from where we're at.
5 miles.
5 miles to the nearest property.
To the closest, right?
With the terrain feature in the way. Well, so it's not a straight shot.
It's not so much that I worry about the people. I, like him, I worry more about the wildlife. We have our mountain range is a migration range.
Well, that's a migration. To be fair though, he Dave, this gentleman is not somebody that just leased this land to put a business up. He's owned this for 20 years, and that man is a steward of the property.
Okay.
He cares for the plants and for the wildlife that is there. This is not an attempt to go in and destroy any of that, because it's going to be his legacy.
It does disturb.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And how are you going to counteract that?
Well, first of all, if there were animals that were in vision, we'd call a ceasefire.
I understand
that, but there are the migration of the bighorn sheep. There are mountain lions that migrate across that land, and environmentally, if you find a mountain lion, there's a 300-mile perimeter that you have to, you know. And I'm just wondering how much is that taken into consideration for the wildlife?
Well, we've been out there hiking for 27 years.
Excuse me, mountain lions don't migrate. They have terrain that they have territories. They stay in those territories. If you shoot in that territory, they just stay on the other side of it. And it's a very large territory.
Yeah, 300 miles.
No, it's about, but it's really insignificant considering that you'll never see one.
Really?
I've been in the desert my entire life. I've seen one, but I know they're there because I find sign all the time. They're very, very, very leery of people. They're not going to go getting hurt. And if there's no game in the area, they're not going to be there.
There's lots of people.
Well, there's wild horses, we have wild burros, we have all kinds of wild animals.
We're very respectful.
Not up there.
I'm not saying it's enough.
So, yeah.
I'm just saying it's a concern for me. That's one of my concerns, because that is something that, even though you're not going to shoot at them, the noise. And now that, and not no fault of yours, but now there's a fourth range coming in.
She don't migrate either.
So this, to me, is a concern.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to do anything with the road? Do you want to widen it?
Yeah, we're actually working with the BLM to do a right-of-way. So we've got an engineer that's laying out the plans to go in. And then we will widen it a bit, but we're going to level it and get it to where we can actually get in and out of there without.
I've met with them a number of times.
Hi. I got the boys.
I've met with them a number of times. I've driving that whole road back 3 miles, and they're very agreeable to it. So if you want to work together.
I'd love to. Yeah, I'll get you my car and communicate.
Yeah, they'll go 24, 30 feet, whatever you want.
Monitor.
I'll talk to my right-of-way engineer, I'll give you all the paperwork.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's definitely what we want to do. I'll give you my car and
Yeah, they started a conversation with me recently, and paperwork's expensive.
I got it. They sent me that.
Yeah.
That was fast.
That was a quick call.
Someone else.
But they said that they're not able to stop us from doing it. Now, there's a guy they introduced me to for a few $1,000. He'll do all the work for you.
Oh, I'd like to chat with you after this.
Yeah, and it takes 6 months if it's done properly. If you don't cross all the T's, not all the I's, you're in the bottom.
Can push it right.
Does anybody on the board have any more questions?
No, but I have a comment. I moved out here, y'all, 30 years ago. And those mountain lions and those sheep have been coming through this valley since I have been here. You moved in here. We all moved in here. We all invaded their territory. So they're not going to invade their territory any more than any of the rest of us have.
But we don't live in mountains.
Honey, the mountain lions used to come right across my property till I put a new house up, and now they went around somewhere else. They're going to just move.
I know, but did you not have to have a turtle study and all kinds of things done?
No, not when I moved out here.
There's a lot of people that do. I'm sorry, I'm just a person who cares. I'm not trying to stop you from doing it. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody gets along together. So don't come down on me about something.
I just don't understand. How come these people are going to come in
because
here?
Now this is a fourth.
Yes,
it is a fourth.
And I expect 5 or 6 more because of the area that we have here is a great training ground for what they need to do around the world. And I love animals as much as anybody else, but I would rather these guys come and train a whole bunch of people to keep all the bad people out of the United States. Okay, I'm sorry for the animals. But I think human life is more important than those animals.
And they got
to train all of these people.
They need to train somewhere else.
We have a perfect environment right here.
There's a lot of land that's perfect environment.
Uh-huh, and this is accessible.
Yeah, right.
Well, excuse me, it's just a sign of our times. There are training facilities like this popping up all over the United States. There's one down in the canyon here. They've got multiple locations all over the world to train people. And then one here in San Valley. First time someone fires a shot at the animals, will adjust their habitat.
Yes.
And they'll come back. There's no one shooting.
No, that's not right.
They do that.
Yes.
There is no place on the planet you could have a training facility where some animal isn't going to have to move.
Very true.
Including me. Okay.
So it's got to happen somewhere, and this is a good place for it because there is a lot less wildlife here.
Yeah.
Can I? I know I'm the liaison, but I also live very close to the site. Randy and Greg live a little closer than me, but I live very close, so I'm one of the affected property owners. And so this is just me speaking as a resident. These private properties were active mines.
Yep.
So they are not pristine desert that are going to come over. So I imagine many of the wildlife had to deal with active mines with blasting all the time. So I don't know that this is that different from mining, which would rumble the earth and would happen all the time. So
how long ago did the mines were active? How long have you been since your mine was active?
I believe in the mid-40s, in the middle of World War II, is when they...
Well, I have a comment.
Maybe about 10 years ago, they were thinking an oil truck came out of that road over there every Saturday.
They were.
Seven or 8 years ago.
Right.
Well, I have a comment, and to we all live close, and I don't know if everybody knows where Molly Corp is. You know where Molly Corp is?
Yeah.
The mine? Well, for a while there, since I've been here 20 some years now, it was pretty regular. They were blowing up at 1 o'clock. They were blowing up their mines, so I could hear it. It was rattling.
Yeah, the valve would shut.
That's in California. That's here.
But still, it's still.
I understand, but I'm just saying that this is a community, and this is my concern. I have a right to have a concern. Please don't discount my concern.
Absolutely. Duly noted.
No, and I'm with you, because if nobody like you speaks up, then eventually stuff gets overrun by people that don't care. That's not what this is about at all.
The fourth one coming in.
Well, sir, yes, sir. Gentlemen, I have sort of concerns about safety and stuff. That's what these guys are all about.
Yeah.
The first time somebody gets hurt, they'll shut them down. They're working with government contracts, mm-hmm. stuff like that. They can't afford to have any accidents. They're going to be safer than walking across the street to Cater Boulevard than town.
And not that it matters that much, but it was brought up before in a meeting that we had gone to. We are going to have a lot of first responder assets on that property. And yeah, if we are there working and there is not a situation that requires life, limb, or eyesight on our property, and we can help out with one of those assets in Sandy Valley, we are all about that. You know, so we will have a fire truck on station because it makes sense. We can get one. Why even... you know, risk anything. So again, you know, not that that changes things, but you know, those assets are going to be for the people here to use if we can help in any way, shape, or form. Like we're not here to, you know, destroy anything or take from anybody. We just, you brought up a really good point. I've been around long enough to know that how we keep from fighting the home game is fighting the away game.
That's
and
right.
People don't like to think about it, but it's the truth. And the more guys we can send away on that away team, the less we have to worry here. And I don't fight anymore, so I'm into coaching. And that's what we want to do. We want to coach some people that can help out here and away and in the best way possible. So.
Well, also, like I said, it's a sign of the times. And the government keeps changing their rules and regulations. And a lot of these training facilities have popped up, and now the government has certain aspects of it where you can only do the training on military bases. We have four rangers here. I guarantee you within 2 years, there'll be three of them, then maybe two of them. I wish these guys the best luck. Yeah, maybe they'll be trying to survive. But the supply and demand, and don't be afraid of the four of them, because in 2 years, two of them won't be there.
That's right.
You know?
That is a good point.
That's any business, honestly.
Yeah. Every 2 months, I show a canyon up there to people interested in doing the same thing they're doing, and nobody follows through with it. Oh, they're going to go to the SBA. I said, don't hold your breath. Oh, they're going to do this. I mean, there are guys like this gentleman over here, sounds really well-versed. I'm telling you, every 2 months I show that canyon up there further than where they are, and every 2 months I show that piece of land to people who want to do the same thing. And very few of them have the wherewithal to follow up on it.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, hopefully they'll be the ones that survive.
Right? Thank you. Take that blessing.
But don't be worried about the 4, 5, 6 of them. The only reason that these things are coming up here is because we have available mine sites that are privately owned. The BLM won't let them do it. They're private land, they can do what they want as long as they comply with whatever code enforcement, nothing environmentally hazardous. And you got to keep in mind, somebody asked, oh, they put the land in the ground, right?
That's already.
Well, during World War One, all these mines over here made a fortune selling land to the government.
Yeah.
I mean, that's important.
They're just putting it back.
Yeah. Depositing it.
There's more land in the ground over here coming out than there would be they're putting in. But I wish them the best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
But you got to realize the complexity of it, that before 4 or 5 of them around here coming up on these mine sites within a couple of years, the crowd will thin out, you know. The strong, the ones that do the good jobs will survive, you know. So, but let's see what happens.
Thank you.
Did you have another comment?
I just wondered if it, we could ask for a 1-year review, just administratively.
I do believe staff is recommending
2 years.
2-year review.
Yeah.
2-year review, they recommend, because it takes a while to get it up and running and everything like that. By the time you make that application, you're looking maybe you're operating for a year and a half.
Okay, have you thought
but it will be back. It will be back.
That being graded when you do your grading, so that if you do have an emergency,
yes,
absolutely, yes.
You're right on. Yes.
A nice
thing. And the entities we would be working with would require a evac and safety plan of that measure as well. So
yeah, it beats catastrophic crashes and death.
Yep.
So they would definitely do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any more comments?
I have another question.
What's that?
I've asked everybody this. What are you going to do for our valley?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think what one of the things that came out of the dialogue we just had was that Nick offered that we would be reciprocal. In other words, we want to go ahead and be a partner. We want to be a neighbor. We don't want to be a standoffish. We want to be able to embrace you, to have you embrace us. So I understand that there was a shooting issue, that you can't shoot down in this area. So we've offered to have a day a month or whatever day works, certain hours it works for everybody, where we can actually come down and have skill sets taught by somebody that has them, to some of your young people, some of your older people, whoever wants to learn how to shoot and fire some weapons that they probably haven't had the ability, or maybe on a movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we want to work that way. Also, and I'm not saying we're deep pockets and we're going to keep throwing money in, but when there is opportunities that we can help out, just make us aware and we'll be more than happy to help any way we can.
Go ahead, Ms. Christine.
They've already donated 4-H before I even knew they were here. Just so everybody knows.
That's cool. Yes, sir.
In the back.
So I just wanted to, I don't know if the timing is good or not, but we're neighbors, business neighbors with Dave. I'm Tony Shepard with PFC. I've been before the board before. Mr. Chairman of the board, thank you very much. My name is Anthony Shepard, Shepherd, and 4632 Birdview Court, Las Vegas, Nevada. Just wanted to say Dave's been a great neighbor. He's worked with us. We've worked with him. We expect to continue to do so, and we will be the 2 survivors, by the way. The other 2 I'm not so sure. But we'll be the 2 survivors. So I just want to put a good word for Dave. I think he's a terrific guy, and he's not going to let the valley down. He's been here 20 years, so he's a good guy. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion from the board on this issue?
I make a motion that we approve this, that we recheck it in 2 years.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion
Thank
carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
You're welcome. Oh, that's right. That includes, covers everything, including the waiving the standards for parking lots.
Yeah.
It's inclusive. All inclusive.
How about the hydrants?
Pardon? What did he say?
Fire hydrants.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have a fire truck on site.
Yes, sir. We brought your truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are exact same wording as the one 2 or 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Exact word for word, they just copied it over. Yeah, so they're going to be two competing for the same clients.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay, this period is comments by the...
No, number seven.
Number seven, general business. So when it says, what is that?
Okay, I'll say, okay, this is for, we do this every year for Community Development Advisory Committee. For the past couple of years, it used to be John Botcher that did it for a long time. It's been Ken Dershin for the past few years. It's a advisory committee. It's how we got the money, the $3 million for our park. It's a group of people from all over Clark County that get together from every town board to discuss where federal grant money should go. A lot of it has to do with homeless, abuse, shelter, that are pushing, things like that, or community improvement. So Ken has graciously put in an application to do again, but there always can be two. So if anybody else is interested in doing that, it's a little bit of a commitment of time. I think they meet once a week for a couple months. So if you're interested, let me know. Oh, and so is there anybody else interested here? So does somebody want to make a motion to accept Ken's application?
I make a motion that we accept Ken Dershin's application.
We have a second?
He's done that for a lot of years.
He's the only one that's volunteering. Yeah, I think we should accept him.
He was the alternate. He was the alternate.
He was instrumental in getting $3 million for this.
Can you voluntarily
Okay, Randy has seconded.
He will.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. He wins unanimous approval.
Is that money that is specific for that money, and there's nothing that needs to be added for that for whatever it gets appropriated for, like that, what we got for our park?
It depends on the project. Like for the park here, the money that was appropriated did not cover everything because there were some unforeseen things. So Commissioner Brayton has had to work on getting some additional funding.
Right.
But for other projects, it covers the whole thing. So it really depends on the project.
So the community doesn't need to match or add any funds?
Oh, no.
There are also different types of grants.
Right. But
and they have different stipulations. So.
Right. I was just asking about this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Comments by the general public. Period is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, board's jurisdiction. It's not making any sense
just
to me.
Just public comment.
Yeah, anybody got anything to say?
We can't take any actions on it.
Can't, yeah.
Ryan Hucci with Valley Electric Association and Valley Communications. Super excited to say that checks are going in the mail Friday.
Woo!
Everybody who's a Valley Electric, who had Valley Electric membership at the time of the vote of the transmission line sale, will receive a $579 check. About $10 million in checks will go out in total, and then an additional $7.8 million ish in capital retirement credits as well. So, if you want to find out how much you're due for your capital credits, just call the association, call the front office. They can look it up and tell you how much you're, give you an estimate on how much that second check will be. So, very, very excited about that. Unfortunately, we are still waiting and working with the BLM on the permit for the internet, for the broadband. All the make-ready work, I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of our crews. You'll see even more, it's almost complete. So we're fortunate, our CEO, Mr. Husted, was very adamant that all the work was done, so as soon as we get that permit, it's a matter of flipping a light switch and getting that fiber hung on the poles from us to Sandy Valley. So we're doing as much as we can without BLM knocking on our door and slapping our hand, but as soon as we get that permit, you guys will be up and ready to go. Any questions?
Cool. Yes. What years was this for the Valley Electric checks? What years was that?
I would love to answer that, but I'm not 100% sure. But if you just call our customer service, they can let you know. do not quote me, I believe it's late fees, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But if you call them, they can answer. And they'll give you an estimate of what's due to you.
I have a question for you. Sure. If your checks go out a couple of days late, can we charge you $2.35?
Our checks will not go out late. No guarantee on when they'll arrive in your mailbox. They're going to be shipping out of, I believe it's Ohio or something that's printing them, and they'll be shipped Friday. So, not exactly sure. But, no, sorry, you can't. Sir?
Yeah, isn't there a barbecue available?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. September 28th, I think it is.
It's very
good. I just invited the UPS guy on my way
here. Oh, very good.
Yes, the 28th. It'll be in the park. Hopefully, we'll have water.
We have fire trucks.
There you go. Honestly, I don't think so. No. I think we're pretty self contained. But we're doing tri tip and the board. So it'll be a really good barbecue. We have a sneak peek taste of that.
Oh,
yeah.
Can we invite Metro?
What's that?
Can we invite Metro?
Of course we can invite Metro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to watch that chart.
That's
right. If you guys do not have servers in the past, different entities have served, I will get the 4-H kids out there to serve.
Thank you. And someone else, they emailed an RSVP, they offered a resume here.
Okay.
So she volunteered as well. I forget her name, I'm sorry, but if she's here, I apologize. But we also have a lot of our management, our executives, our staff, they'll be there, so they really want to come down. We have a new chief planning officer and chief operating officer, and the chief operating officer for the communications company. I believe they'll all be here, so they really want to be involved.
And I've heard that us poor NV Energy is not invited.
Anybody in Sandy Valley is welcome. Metro is welcome. Fire department, UPS driver, whoever wants to come. He literally caught me at the gas station and like, there's a barbecue coming up. You can come. Rumors travel fast when tri-tip and port go away.
Okay. What time?
Your port set.
Or
it's going to be great. I believe we're bringing Charlie out. Do you guys haven't seen Charlie? No. Kind of weird that they need the Charlie. But it's a barbecue grill trailer that has two 4K TVs on it, surround sound speakers, and grill and smokers. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be very really, really loud.
Yes. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Okay. Down back then, 3220 Sioux Street in beautiful downtown Sandy Valley. With those checks you're receiving, save them for Saturday, October 7th. We're having a fundraiser at Keystone, the annual fall festival. We're having hay rides, farmers market, vendor booths, games for kids, but this time the Jens and Junkers car show. We're having categories of Mad Max Award Most Creative, Gremlin Award Least Attractive, Maryland Award Prettiest, Tow Mater Award Rustiest Bucket, Easy Rider Award is Best in 1, 2, or 3 Wheelers, Henry Ford Award Oldest Vehicle, Napoleon Dynamite Award is Judge's Choice, and the James Dean Award is Coolest Overall. And Mama's Wranglers are back at 2 p.m., $10 for adults, $5 for kids inside seat, Keystone Center, so that's Saturday, October 7th. Save the date.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have it. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Good. I have a question. Are you guys doing chili cook-off this year?
I'm waiting for people to come forward and say what they want to do because I'm not trying to plan it all this time.
Fair enough.
I learned with the health and happiness expo.
Anybody else have a comment?
Sandy Valley's Masonic Lodge is having the 17th annual free barbecue at my hangar, 808 Saratoga Avenue on the airport. And we will have a boot out for voluntary donations to support the volunteer fire department. And it's this year I've shortened it up. It's going to be serving the barbecue from 11 till 2. Because there's other competing events going on in Sandy Valley at the same time. That is going to be a week from Saturday, that's the 23rd. And I haven't heard from the head chefs yet exactly what they're going to prepare.
Bonnie?
You said you want a fork again, you'll get a fork.
Pulled pork. Okay, you heard it from the head chef.
Bonnie?
Okay, just a reminder for those that aren't aware of here. Seniors breakfast is Saturday too.
This Saturday?
This Saturday, 8 to 10:30. And you can get eggs with your breakfast for 50 cents more. Anything else? Okay.
If there are no more comments, next meeting is October 10th. Do I have a...
I move we adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can I get something
away? No. So, yeah.
Ready? Sure.
Okay. Great. Oh, thank you, sir.
What are we discussing?
Okay. You guys connected with that other group because you took the exact same word.
Very much.
Pleasure.
You're a good leader.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, we'll be in contact with you guys and figure out what. We'll talk to Megan, talk to everybody involved, figure out what Sandy Valley thinks is the best in regards to what works with our schedule, and we'll make some days. I don't have any more troops to.
Senior area, you want to be shooting.
I don't have any troops to teach, so I'm looking forward to having some. Hey, thank you for your service there, young man.
Thank you for here.
Absolutely.
Are you already completely staffed up?
No.
Do you have a business card?
I don't, but I will.
I've got it.
Okay.
It's the extra one.
This one? Yes, that's the one. Let me give you an extra one.
He's got one. He's got a business card right there.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
He lives in Rockford. Of course, he can reach out here for me.
See that? When I was in the Army, I was.